An Alaska native, 39-year-old Joe Nelson is admissions director at the University of Alaska Southeast and a member of the Sea Alaska Corporation Board of Directors. Nelson says he thought he'd be a compromise candidate. He says it's unfortunate Juneau is stuck without Senate representation.
Throughout the whole process, it clearly hasn't been about me. It's really been all about the Juneau Democratic Party leadership and our chief state executive. And unfortunately, it's been a failure. And the majority of us are sort of stuck on the sidelines, holding our hands up in the air.
Neither Nelson nor Palin's first choice legislative employee Tim Grusendorf were on the list of four nominees recommended by local party members. All of them have been elected by Juneau voters to a major city or statewide office. Democratic District Chairwoman Kim Metcalf says they are on the list because they have a track record. She says she hopes party leaders can meet with the governor to break the stalemate.
We've got to do something to reach a compromise, perhaps. We need to get someone seated. Juneau doesn't have representation at this time, and that is putting us at a terrible disadvantage.
If the governor takes the full 10 days to make the next appointment, Juneau will have been without Senate representation for more than half of the legislative session.